DJ. If you listened to my last podcast, you would obviously be able to tell the difference in my voice. I don't sound so, you know, perky and happy. Have you ever, you know, gone through something a bit, not directly though, indirectly, something happened to someone close to you, and because you were not directly involved, you feel that it didn't have any impact on you, or it didn't leave any mark on your soul because you were kind of like sheltered from the situation, only for something to happen again, and then you have flashbacks, and then you have you realize, or you come to the realization that you have some unresolved issues. Well, something like that happened to me today, so I like had to abandon the list of all the topics I wanted to, you know, talk to you guys about and deal with this, because it's most pressing and I'm really feeling emotional right now. A few years ago, someone close to me tried to commit suicide. Yeah, I know. It was a very harrowing experience, because that's someone I know as someone who is very strong, even more stronger than I perceive myself to be. To know that, you know, we didn't see the signs, and we didn't know until, you know, she took something and was rushed to the hospital. And, you know, my parents, to their, I don't know, to their benefit, tried as much as possible to keep me away from the whole environment. But, you know, as kids, we tend to overhear conversations. So, you hear something you're not supposed to, and, you know, it shakes you to your core, and there's really no one you can talk to about it, because in the first place you weren't supposed to know about such a thing taking place. So it's more of a, you shove it at one side of your mind, and then you pray and you hope that everything turns out. So just today, a friend had something happen to her, and she has been, you know, using cryptic sentences. I'm tired, I just want to sleep, I just want to rest and have peace, I just want to feel better, I'm tired of everything, I'm tired of being used by people, I'm tired of being taken advantage of. These are some of the things that she said to me, and it's scary. I had a flashback, and you know, unresolved issues from the last time that something like this happened. Everything began to like play in my mind over and over and over again, and obviously, you know, I'm trying my best to like talk her down, make her promise that she's not gonna do anything stupid, but you can't really tell, because you never can tell how much to the wall someone has been pushed and they've reached their limit. And I'm really sorry sound super emotional right now, but it's sad because I'm trying as much as possible to hold it together. Anyway, guys, which is why I always say, be nice to people, be kind, because you never can tell what anyone is going through, right? Which is why I've always been fascinated with psychology and, you know, things that have to, you know, do with the mind, because you kind of like try to figure out the thought process of people, you know, why they think about things a certain way, why they get more affected by issues or situations as compared to others. And it may not necessarily be that, you know, they're not strong enough, but it could be their body's way of, you know, defending them. Guys, suicide and depression is a real thing. It's real. It's kind of, you know, you have to make a rule to do not treat people the way you wouldn't want them to treat you. Not everyone is, you know, as strong, and besides or beyond being strong, there's so many people that have gone through so much in their lives, and maybe the little thing you do is the one thing that would, you know, could push them over the edge. And, you know, it got me to the realization that unresolved issues, you know, things that happen and then you shove it into one corner of your mind, you know, and you forget about it, and it becomes an unresolved issue. Unresolved issues have a way of rearing up its ugly head when you least expect it, and it may not necessarily be what happened, right, that would knock you off your feet, but series of unresolved issues that you refuse to confront and heal from and move on from it, that ends up affecting you so negatively. There's so many people that are so organized and compartmentalized that, you know, this in their brain, there is a box for everything. Sometimes they use unmarked boxes, so it's hard for you to, you know, sometimes when you're on your own and thoughts start seeping out and your mind gets saturated, all you can, as long as those boxes are unmarked, you don't get to like pull it open and then have to deal with whatever thoughts and whatever feelings that may pop up to the surface due to the memories you had shoved into one corner or the other. But it's a real thing, which is why I believe, you know, it doesn't matter how harrowing or how gruesome a memory is, the worst thing you can do is ignore it, because there's always, over the coming years, it may not be, you know, immediately, but over the coming years, there will be something that happens that brings that up to the surface, and you have to confront it at that time. You have to be ready to deal with whatever feelings, and the feelings may be so intense because you've been choking it down. It's like anger, right? You get upset instead of you to, you know, declare that you're upset. You say, no, I'm not upset, I'm good, I'm fine, so nothing, I'm okay. Every time it happens, you choke it down, you choke it down, and then eventually you get to your limit and you explode. And when you explode, you say a lot of things, like really mean things, that will hurt more than it should have if you had, you know, aired out your feelings and your thoughts when you were a lot calmer. And with that level of explosion, you can destroy relationships, like, you know, friendship, business deals, or whatever that, you know, shouldn't have been destroyed if from the beginning you had aired out how you felt and how, you know, these are my boundaries, these are things that you shouldn't do to me. Because, and obviously we know that there are people who never respect boundaries. Yeah, the annoying ones, they exist. That situation, that's a space that, you know, you're not safe and you're not welcome, and it doesn't make you thrive. That's not a situation you should, or, you know, an atmosphere you should keep yourself in for too long, because it will keep triggering you. And because you're getting triggered, it makes it seem like you are the one with the problems, you are the bad person, when there's so many things and so many experiences that shape a person both negatively and positively. And those experiences are what make you who and what you are. And I've said a lot of things, so I'm kind of like giving you guys time to, you know, process it. Not every environment is good for your mental space. You need to understand that. You need to realize it. You need to assess it. And if you know that whatever environment you're finding yourself doesn't do good for you upstairs, my advice to you is to leave that space. It may be hard because obviously it's, you know, feels false sense of security. That's what it gives you. But you're slowly drowning until you're gonna just suffocate and there will be no one to save you. Yeah. That's usually how it works. It's, you know, a pretty dark space. So no matter how much you say you love people, you wanna like give to people, put your mental health first. I'm always an advocate for that. Always assess the space, the people that you hang around with, and ask yourself, is that space good for me? Do I end up feeling, you know, so many negative feelings when I'm in that space? Is that space good for my mental health? What do I do in my association with the people I hang out with? As much as I strive for, you know, their growth and their peace, do they do the same for me? Are we the kind of people, you know, that when we're together, we're better, or we're toxic to each other? You have to ask yourself those little questions. Yes, love people. I'm always an advocate for that. And I'm not talking, you know, love in the sense that it involves maybe sex or, no, that's not the kind of love that I'm talking about. You know, I'm an advocate for, you know, love people, care about people,
be empathetic towards whatever it is that they're going through. But always remember to put yourself first, because you cannot give what you don't have. There's so many people in this world that would benefit from someone loving them or caring about them. Yeah. Don't expend yourself on one person. There are so many people that would mightily benefit from what you have to offer. Yeah, so that's the thing. You have to like think of that deeply, critically, and deal with issues as they arrive. Don't procrastinate, don't shove it to, you know, a corner of your mind, because when you're forced to confront it later, when you have another trauma, the impact of that memory will be much worse than when the original incident happened. Okay, guys, and I think that will be all for today. I'm feeling much better. Thank you for listening. This is eSpace, and I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you guys on my next podcast. I'm EJ, and this is eSpace.